Hi everyone, SaneMan here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because I didn't get any for today. If you want to request a topic, you can by sending money to PayPal or Subscribestar. Links are in the description. As for this video, I wanted to share an article I put down below called Father of Two, 29, Dumps His Partner After Falling for 22-Year-Old Ukrainian Refugee, who came to live with couple to escape the war. Here's what the article has to say, and I quote, Tony Garnett, 29, and his partner Lorna, 28, took in Sofia Kirkudim at the start of May. But just 10 days later, their seemingly happy marriage was torn apart when he ran away with the refugee. A security guard who lives in Bradford, West Yorkshire, says he has fallen in love with the 22-year-old and wants to spend the rest of his life with her. Sofia, who fled the city of Lviv in western Ukraine, said she fancied Tony as soon as she saw him, and the pair are living their very own love story. Admitting the pain this will cause Lorna, Tony said he has discovered a connection with Sofia like I've never had before, adding that they know this is right. The family had taken Sofia in an effort to do their bit to help Ukrainians fleeing the Russian invasion, with Tony telling The Sun he wanted to do the right thing, and that she was the first person to get in touch on Facebook, where they offered to house a refugee. Tony said he and Sofia quickly developed a connection, and while his 6-year-old and 3-year-old daughters also took a liking to her, his partner of 10 years did not. Tony, who speaks Slovakian, would talk to his future lover while she spoke Ukrainian, as the two languages were mutually intelligible. We were getting on brilliantly, but at that time it was no more than that. Although I can see why Lorna started to feel jealous and resentful of her, Tony said. As the pair got closer and closer, Lorna became very jealous, Tony says, and began questioning why Sofia was following him around all the time. Lorna was never enthusiastic about having a refugee in our home because it meant the girls had to move into one room. Things came to a head after an explosive row between the two left Sofia in tears and saying she would no longer felt like she could live there anymore, in the same house as Lorna. Tony said something inside of me clicked, and he told Lorna if she's going, I'm going. The pair then packed their bags and moved in with Tony's mom and dad, although they're looking at properties to move into on their own. After their relationship of 10 years ended in the space of just 10 days, Tony says he feels bad and that Lorna is not to blame. And I'm sorry for Lorna and what she's going through. This is just not her fault and it's not about anything she did wrong. We never set out to do this. It wasn't planned and we didn't actually mean to hurt anyone. Unquote. I love how Tony pulled the whole, it's not you, it's me card with Lorna, his partner of 10 years. Why did Lorna let him invite destruction into their family? I don't think she believed that this would happen. I initially thought it was simply virtue signaling and that Lorna was the one that invited Sophie in the first place. And then I realized she was just too dumb and inexperienced to realize what was going on. Either that or she thought that Tony's love for her was unshakable since they were together since their late teens and have two daughters together. That's a lot of history to tie down a man to one woman. Well, I guess not if it only took 10 days for him to leave. Could it also be possible that Lorna did this intentionally? Maybe there's more to this story after all. If Tony leaves her, then she can also get child support and maybe she was planning on leaving him first, and this is finally her opportunity. Tune in after the break to find out. But before I say more, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the Ukrainian monkey branching homewreckers clown world show. So Tony's a security guard. How long before Sofia leaves him for somebody else? She's most likely just using him to have some stability in her new homeland. We're probably going to hear dozens of stories like this one in the coming years. You know that if the Somali and Afghan women could actually pull off what Sofia did by snagging a Western man, they too would be doing this. Instead, they get stuck with their husband named Mohammed Mohammed. When I first saw this story, I commented on Twitter jokingly that I believed that it was the British guy's wife that was at fault. If only she'd tried harder and paid more attention to her partner of 10 years, he never would have dumped her. Of course, I don't believe that, I just said that because that's usually what women always seem to say when they leave their husbands and boyfriends. Even their friends and family tell a guy, if only you had made more time for your relationship and made her a priority in your life instead of your work, this never would have happened. She never would have left you. Yada, yada, yada. Remember rule number one. A breakup is always the man's fault. Remember rule number two. If you believe it's a woman's fault, you're wrong, and you need to go back and look at rule number one. Tony just seems to believe this all happened randomly, and Sophia most likely planned this to wreck his home so she could take Lorna's boyfriend slash common-law husband for herself. I'm glad to see that there are actually great comments under the article. One of them says, oh, he's a security guard. That speaks volume, and his time is limited. Yes, Sophia the monkey-branching IT manager and Tony the security guard. There's a perfect relationship in the making if I've ever heard one before. She has the high-status career and he's just a Guido guard. His daughters are the only ones that are going to suffer and will probably end up growing without enough male attention and thus get groomed by Mohammed Mohammed, the Iraqi refugee. Funny enough, when you read an article like this about female nature, the author never explains the negatives about it. Things like monkey branching. Instead, they just share facts about it. Obviously to conceal the fact that this situation is neither Tony's nor Lorna's fault. It's the fault of Sophia. We can't say anything bad about her because she had to leave her country with nothing more than her clothes and the cooch on her back. And she's at her peak sexual marketplace value, which at this point, from what I see on these pictures, is not very good. So why wouldn't she be a mercenary with her memories to wreck some simp's home? Another thing you never do is put two prime breeding age women into the same hen house and watch them cluck at one another. You know that's not going to end well. I'm guessing that there might now be some tension between Sophia and Tony's mother now that they've moved into his mother's basement. But I don't think it'll be as bad because his mother is Eastern European. She's probably going to be upset that she won't be able to see her granddaughters anymore, but she's probably relieved that she can actually speak with Sophia, his new girlfriend, without a massive cultural difference. After all, if Tony speaks Slovak, then odds are she does too. Being Eastern European myself, you have no idea how much animosity there is between Eastern and Western women. Well, now you know because of what happened between Tony and Lorna. Lorna is a female name of English origin, from a Scottish part called Lorne. I don't think that Western women know how sneaky Eastern women are when it comes to snagging their men. Western women have taken for granted the imbalance in the West when it comes to gender, where there are fewer available women for men and where men are thirsty. The migration from Ukraine to the West is going to wreck a lot of households. It's also going to make a lot of family court lawyers very, very happy. Putting a Ukrainian woman in front of a Western man is like putting a steak in front of a prisoner after he's been feasting on bread and water for the last 10 years. Do you really expect him to control his urges if suddenly the steak grows a mouth and feet and follows him around the house saying, "Eat me"? Of course not. This man might be starving for a woman with higher sexual marketplace value than his wife. It wouldn't surprise me if he subconsciously found her appealing and didn't even know why he invited her to live with his family. Even though she was the one that contacted them first, he picked her out. So he was certainly attracted to her on some level. Someone replied to this story on Twitter with a picture of some ugly and old Ukrainian woman, and below it the caption read, "Order not as described." He was poking fun of the whole idea of mail order brides. But Tony needs to understand that his order is also not as described as well. She's probably going to leave him at some point for a better man. That's not that difficult considering that he's just a lowly security guard. Most Western men have no experience dealing with Eastern women that are brutal mercenaries when it comes to love. They expect the man to pay for everything, and how will Tony do that on his meager salary? They're raised in a traditional society and expect men to pay for everything, while they also work and get to keep their own money. At least Western women pay their own way, and if you pay for them, they oftentimes lose respect for you, so usually they end up paying half. Eastern women are also born with zero respect for men, and they are the opposite. It's only been 10 days in the love me long time game for Tony. Soon he'll basically find out that she won't be loving him for a long time, and she'll be off to find somebody else. He'll have ended his 10-year-long relationship for nothing except a short fling, and then he'll be back on the dating market, a dating market with regards to Tinder that's now hell. He'll probably regret leaving Lorna in the first place trying to monkey branch to a better woman, that in turn was also using him to monkey branch into the life in Britain. The difference being that he's her first branch, and she's his final branch. He also looks like he's trying to be a bad boy or something. He has face tattoos. That's really going to limit his future job prospects as well. Like either of them care at this point. Here are some photos to show you what I'm actually looking at. She's not all that attractive as I thought. She's already getting fat and she's got that honking Slavic nose going, as well as her eyebrows, which are almost bushier than his. If she has unshaven pubes, it must be a real rainforest down there. They look more like brother and sister instead of like lovers. No wonder his partner of 10 years hesitantly said yes to welcoming Sophia into their home. She doesn't actually look like a threat at all. Look at the picture of Tony with his former partner Lorna. Lorna has a prettier face, she looks skinnier from the limited view that I can see, and if I met Sophia, I wouldn't be attracted to her at all. Just look at her talons. I wouldn't want any of those near my scrotum after she's had a bad day on Instagram. Personally, I would have stayed with Lorna because I'm from the East, and I don't find Eastern women all that attractive. They remind me too much of my mother, or sister that I never had. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that Western men everywhere will be smashing Ukrainian women after inviting those Trojan thoughts into their homes, only to have them wreck them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Western women that are too stupid to realize that Ukrainian women see their men as monkey branching targets away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.